And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
It's a double shot caffeine day.
Yes, double shot caffeine day. God, kids arrived at the house early and I'm just exhausted.
How early?
What a week. I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, I tell you, but the clock at the baking company is broken.
Yeah,
so
the clock
really
at the baking
sure
company has said 8:12 for the last 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Or
oh,
so.
It's been longer than that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So it can't have been earlier than the time
that
my dog started scratching on the door.
Right. At
least
my
god
kids don't scratch
early.
On doors.
No.
That would be creepy.
That would be.
Okay.
I would also like to welcome Rabbi Martin Levy. He's with Congregation Beit Tikva, and he has an event coming up to tell us about. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
So you are doing a Torah restoration project.
Yes. Our community is hosting and celebrating a project to restore and repair our Torah scroll. It's a 100-year-old parchment scroll. And starting Monday night, our guest rabbi, who is a famous internationally known scribe, will be here from Miami Beach, and he will begin repairing the scroll Tuesday morning. So we're inviting the entire Santa Fe community to come over Tuesday and or Wednesday and observe.
What's involved with scroll restoration?
The rabbi will repair certain sheets of the parchment that where the ink has fallen apart or the letters have dissipated.
So to rewrite them, basically?
So he literally has to erase the damaged writing and then scrape it clean and begin writing with his special quill pen.
And make sure it says the same thing that it did before.
He's following exactly the text of every Torah scroll in the world. And it's a extraordinary, it's a very artistic process. He has to be not only a great scholar, but also a calligrapher of some high repute.
And he's giving a lecture on Tuesday night at 7:30.
Yes, the lecture at the congregation on Old Pecos Trail is open to the entire public, and we welcome everyone in town to come over at 7:30 and hear Rabbi speak about the art of the Torah scroll.
Well, Rabbi Martin Levy, thanks for letting us know about it.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte, so much. Thank you.
Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
So what else is going on this weekend?
Well, you know, pretty much Indian Market gets started in terms of openings on Thursday of next week.
Not to mention the movies.
Not to mention the movies, yes. Lots of, are you talking about the Native Showcase?
Or yes.
Yes. Lots of films, lots of openings. But let's get started with this weekend, and then we'll head forward.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, so I'll read off a couple of exhibits that are opening. There's a great story in today's Pasatiempo about a show at 8 Modern called Roger Shimomura, an American Knockoff. This guy does some great stuff with pop culture iconography like Mickey Mouse and whatnot. There's a great story on page 70. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's going to be up through September 22nd. James Kelly Contemporary's got Back and Forth, new paintings by Robert Kelly. And there's a reception from 5 to 7. That's up through October 13th. And then, let's see. Oh, Mark Sublette Medicine Man Gallery's got the 14th annual Maria Martinez and Family Show and Sale. And that's up through September 13th. I don't think there's a reception for that, though. And then the getting things really, really started early in terms of Indie Market is the Santa Fe Public Library, which tonight is having a reception from 4 to 6. SWIA and the Santa Fe Public Schools Indian Education Program present children's art. And so there's a reception tonight, and that's up through August. And that's openings on – there's more openings on Friday. There's more openings every day, but
– And don't forget – Caldera Gallery,
yes.
Which is presenting Inside the Outside, a mixed media installation by Scuba, and that's opening, is today already the 11th? No, tomorrow's the 11th. Saturday the 11th from 5 to 9. Oh, yeah, it says Saturday. 933 Baca Street, and that's right near Counterculture, and calderasantafe.com.
Have you seen this thing yet?
No, I haven't.
I guess they first exhibited it in Fort Worth, and they've brought it home.
Oh, yeah. I did see pictures of it.
It sort of looks like a big Tyco track.
But it's a gigantic, like, folded and cut paper.
Yeah.
installation. Yes,
it's pretty amazing.
I think
there's a reception on Saturday, and then from then on out, it's by appointment only. So if you want to be a part of the big, you know, group viewing, you should probably go tomorrow night.
For that.
Gosh, there's all kinds of art shows going on right now, too. We've got the Santa Fe show, right, with 60 exhibitors at El Museo. And that continues, let's see, it's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, then it's Sunday through Monday and Friday through Sunday through August 19th. So it's very confusing, but it's going on for another week through next Sunday.
Okay. And I got a note from Sarah Nolan, also known as Sir Mar, who is having a show at the Volo Gallery in the Plaza Galleria building on San Francisco Street. And you can go to vologallery.com for more information. V-O-L-O.
V-O-L-O.
Volo. As in, I fly. No, in Italian, I think.
I believe I can fly.
And good for you.
And good for me.
Oh, the kitty.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do Cat of the Week.
We have to do Cat. Oh, yeah, we have to do Cat of the Week.
Hey, did you see that new internet meme? And it's like that Mars rover called Curiosity.
No.
It's a picture of the Curiosity, and there's a big laser beam coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
And you see a cat, like, standing in front of it all, ah! And it says, Curiosity killed a cat.
Oh.
It's cute.
It is cute. There's a lot of those things about the Mars project. Anyway.
Go to my Facebook page. You can find a picture of it.
Oh, goody.
Troll me.
You are a very active Facebooker.
Heck yeah.
Are you
I
an
have
active
to be.
Tweeter, too?
Yes. I have three Twitter accounts. One for the food page, one for Pastiempo, and one for myself.
Amazing.
And then a couple that nobody know about. But that's a totally different story.
And we won't go there
right
now.
No, we won't go there.
So the featured cats of the week is not one, but two cats named Cher and Schizo, mother and daughter, who need to be adopted together. They would be happiest in a quiet home with no small children, dogs, or other cats. They are both sweet and social and would make great companions. And if you were interested in adopting Cher and Schizo, please call 316-2281 for more information. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Or you can look at fnfnm.org. And I have to say, my friend adopted a mother and son cat pair not too long ago. And they're really great. They're wonderful cats.
Are they older cats? Or
no, the one was a puppy, a kitten. The younger one, the son was a kitten, and the mother was a full-grown mother cat. And they look exactly alike, and their personalities are completely different.
A cat named Schizo seems to be, like, it would be sort of a hard sell. But
you know?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. Hey, there's a bunch of book signings coming up. And the New Mexican's own Ricardo Cate, who does the Without Reservations.
Comic. That's a good comic.
I know some people love it and some people don't, but that's the way it is with everything, right? I happen to really love it. At 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th. He's going to be signing his book, his third bound comic strip collection called Without Reservations at Collected Works. And then at 6 p.m. on August 14th, which is Tuesday, Bruce Bernstein, who's the executive director of the Southwest Association of Indian Arts, is going to be signing and talking about Santa Fe Indian Market, a history of Native art and the marketplace.
Yes, which we just did a show about.
Yes. And then at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, August 15th, Suzanne Dietz and Santa Fe Indian Market photographer Kitty Leakin are going to be signing and talking about their new book, Contemporary Native American Artists, which came out on Gibbs Smith, which is it's the same publisher that did the cookbook for La Boca. Gibbs Smith does a lot of great stuff.
Oh, great.
I actually met him the other day, and someday I will publish a book with him.
I certainly hope so.
But there's a signing at 4 p.m. On August 15th, also at Collected Works. So that's...
Hey, don't forget, tonight, Pam Houston will bring first-time author Christian Kiefer to Collected Works at 6 o'clock for a signing and discussion of his newly released lyrical novel, The Infinite Tides. And then tomorrow, author Margaret Wood... Actually, she'll be at the Santa Fe Farmers Market for a 9 to noon appearance for her book, In a Painter's Kitchen and Remembering Miss O'Keefe. She was somebody who worked with Georgia O'Keefe for some time. in her younger life. And, yes, and you talked about all the rest, I think.
And but I didn't talk about, let's see, Mark Sublette's book, Paint by Numbers. It's a murder mystery with sort of in an art world context that takes place here in Santa Fe. And there is a signing at 7 p.m. Friday. That's today. Okay. And that's at El Museo. It was part of the Santa Fe show opening night gala tonight.
Okay.
So I think you need tickets for that. But anyway, there's another signing on Sunday in Albuquerque at Bookworks. And then there's another signing on the 16th at Medicine Man Gallery here in Santa Fe at 5 p.m. So all kinds of bookie books, McBookersons.
And and one more bookie book is on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Swaya and Collected Works Bookstore host a joint signing of artists and authors entitled Writing Native America, featuring sculptor Michael Naranjo and his beautiful new book, Inner Vision. And we are going to talk to him about that a little later in the year, but definitely check that out at Collected Works. Lots going on in that beautiful bookstore. And we're going to have a ticket giveaway, ladies and gentlemen.
For what?
The lovely and fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc is standing by waiting for a caller. But we're not going to take any calls until we tell you what it is. What do you think it is that we're giving away?
It's tickets.
Tickets.
Opera?
No.
Chamber music?
Kind of, not really.
Desert Corral.
Tiempo Libre.
Oh, the 17th.
A week from today.
Yes.
At the Lenzic Tiempo Libre, which is a Cuban group playing all kinds of fabulous Cuban music, is going to be there. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets. The first person who calls 428-1382. What?
They get chamber music, sort of. And then you went,
well,
and then you went all Tiempo Libre on.
Yeah, but chamber music is bringing them here.
Okay.
All it's
right.
Sponsored by chamber
so that makes
music,
sense.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
They always have one totally non-classical thing every
yeah.
year. Sometimes
yeah.
it's jazz, sometimes it's quote-unquote world music.
This one's going to be fun.
It's going to be super fun.
Hey, it's the New Mexico Women's Foundation annual Rag Rug Festival and Gift Show.
Yay!
Hello! I think it starts Saturday, right? Am I right? Anyway, it's in the Paso Tiempo, but Saturday hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. More than 90 artisans at the Stuart Udall Center for Museum Resources on Museum Hill. Continues Sunday the 12th, that's always a really popular activity here in town. And then we can't forget the 28th annual Santa Fe Mountain Man Trade Fair.
What's that?
You know, the mountain men. They come in and they have demonstrations and they.
What do they demonstrate?
They show you how to make knives and you know skin. Well, they don't actually skin the animals, but they tan you know leather and stuff like that. And it always happens at the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. And there's vendors and live music, and there's reenactments and stuff. And so it starts tonight.
What are they reenacting?
Mountain man stuff.
I think you're more of a mountain man than I am, Rob, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, mountain men, the traders, like the traders that used to trade, you know, along the Santa Fe Trail.
But they don't exist anymore.
Oh, yes, they do, honey. Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but generally they're not trading with Native Americans anymore. They're trading with each other and folks like you and me. But they set up every year at the Palace of the Governors, and it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m., excuse me, in the courtyard of Palace of the Governors.
Excellent.
There's no charge for entry, but you have to go through the Blue Gate. The Blue Gate on Lincoln Avenue. Go that way for no charge.
Ah, okay.
And then it continues through Sunday, August 12th. There's a story in today's Paso Tiempo on page 56. You can call 476-5200 for more info. And while I'm on the subject very quickly,
yes.
On Sunday, we've got Survival New Mexico, okay, which is practicing outdoor survival techniques used in colonial and territorial New Mexico with reenactors. So you can learn how to basically be a survivalist retroactively. And
take his word for it.
And that's out at El Rancho de las Golondrinas, and it's awesome. It's going to be a really fun event. It's a really small cover. Kids ages 12 and under, there's no charge. You can call 471-2261 or go to the El Rancho de las Golondrinas website and find out more on that.
And there's a tour of native plants at Rail Yard Park. Linda Churchill of Green Forward is giving this tour on Wednesday, the 15th of August, from 5 to 7. And you can meet them at the Rail Yard Park Community Room. For more information, railyardpark.org or call 316-3596.
Hey, I was talking to people in work. I was really excited to go and see this Motley Crue and Kiss concert.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Didn't go.
What?
Didn't even make it.
What?
Spent 3 hours stuck in traffic in my car trying to get to the venue.
Oh, that's awful.
I wrote about that in my column today.
Oh, my goodness.
As well as, and this is great because they come over every year, and every year the event gets is different, but it gets stronger and stronger, is Apache Skateboards presents this event every year during Indie Market called Skateploitation. And it's basically a contemporary slant on Native American art, music, and, of course, skateboarding. And so they used to do it downtown. Like, since 2009, they did it sort of at Warehouse 21. Then he did it closer to the plaza. And for whatever reason, they've moved it out to Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. And it's happening on Thursday, August 16th. The event is called Skateploitation for Cumulus, a Culture in Motion. So there's going to be a skateboarding competition from 4 to 7. This is on Thursday. There's going to be DJs. There's Grace Miles is a singer-songwriter, and she's going to perform. And then from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. At Club Warehouse, there's a 21 and older, unfortunately, dance party with all kinds of DJs and a live painting demonstration by all kinds of local artists. And that's going to be really fun. And it's pretty much free. There's, if you want to enter the skating competition, you got to be 18. But it's a really fun event. It's great for anybody that's like around Indie Market on the 16th and wants to get out of town and see something different. Head out to Buffalo Thunder and see these guys and gals because they're really, really great. There.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Impact Personal Safety is having a six-hour children's workshop that teaches hands-on, age-appropriate skills for stopping abduction, preventing sexual abuse, and dealing with peer bullying. And it's this coming weekend. For more information, 992-8833. Or you can go to impactpersonalsafety.org. Very important stuff.
You know, Thursday the 16th is the last day of this year's Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series presented by Outside In Productions. And there's all kinds of great shows. You can go to their website, Santa Fe Bandstand, or Outside In Productions, and find out who's playing. But my money is on Terry Allen, who's going to be playing at 7:15 on Monday, August 13th. You know who Terry Allen is?
Yes.
Yes. Well, for those of you who don't, he's an artist and musician who sort of spent a lot of time in West Texas, where I grew up. Sometimes, well, you know, parts of Texas anyway. And his dad owned a dance hall and basically had the first sort of interracial dance in that part of the country, through the first interracial sort of concert slash dance in that part of the country. And Terry grew up, you know, watching like all kinds of amazing people, T-Bone Walker, Ernest Tubb, and they all kind of influenced his music, which I would dare to call alt country. Terry Hendrix and Lloyd Maines are going to be opening the show at 6 p.m. And it's on the plaza, it's free, and it's a very, very good time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, the Native Cinema Showcase is a production of Swaya Indian Market, and the opening, I believe it's the opening night, is this Monday, the 13th of August, from 5 to 7, a film called Mosquita y Mari, and that's at the Den at Coyote Cafe at 132 Water Street. Is that a...
Yep. It's downstairs from the Coyote Cafe.
This might be an invite. I'm not sure if...
That sounds...
I'm not sure if it's open to the... if that one's open to the public. Anyway, go check out the Native Cinema Showcase. And
most screenings are going to be at the New Mexico History Museum.
Yeah, I think I just made a mistake. Anyway, also, the New Mexico Museum of Art, Artists in Conversation. There's a gallery talk today from 5:30 to 7. Nancy Judd, Paul Castillo, Lucrecia Troncoso, Nancy Studer, and Will Wilson will be talking today from 5:30 to 7, and the exhibit runs through the 9th of September, and those alcove shows are a terrific opportunity for local artists, Santa Fe, New Mexico artists, and I guess wider than just Santa Fe, to show at the museum, and it's super cool, so check it out.
Oh, cool. Pasta Tiempo's cover today is Virgil Ortiz, designer, coach at Epotter. And he's got a great show coming up on Thursday, an exhibit called Venusian Soldiers, with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at Zane Bennett Contemporary over there on South Guadalupe Street, right there in the rail yard. And what he's done is he's created these Cochiti super or native superheroes based on models that he photographed in his studio. And he sort of painted them and created outfits for them and did their hair. And he's got this great story about how he's created these characters to sort of get kids interested in the history of the Pueblo Revolt. Since you kind of have to be a little sneaky these days to capture a child's attention.
Right.
You know, millennials are, well, let's just say they're distracted easily. And so he's created these characters.
Group an entire generation of people into one adjective?
Absolutely.
Okay,
100%. Just checking. 100%, girl. Trust me. I've been around him enough to know. What? Shiny object. Anyway. anyway, he's got this great show. If you show up for the reception, everyone who shows up is going to get a poster signed by Virgil and some of the models that are also going to be there as part of a meet and greet and opening reception. And shows up through September 20th at Zane Bennett.
And don't forget, David Geist is in Geist Cabaret at Pronzo every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tonight, Faith Amour? A-M-O-U-R. And John Rangel will be there. And then tomorrow and Sunday, David Geist. And lots of good stuff coming up, too. So check it out at davidgeist.com and pronzosantafe.com.
Neato.
Yep.
Hey, Ahalina Studios, basically American Meredith, 2889 East Trades West Road, is having an exhibit that opens on the 15th, which is a Wednesday. The reception is from 6 to 9 p.m. It's called Zombie Skins, Salon de la Vie Morte. And it's a group show, and it's going to be fairly contemporary.
Zombie Skins. All right,
yes.
Then.
But I recommend you check out the show. It's a little off the beaten path.
Cool.
Yeah, for anyone looking for contemporary Native art, it's some pretty cool stuff.
And at Gerald Peters, today there's an opening at 3:30. Lachaise and his muse, sculptor Gaston Lachaise and his pioneer woman Isabel, a lecture with art historian, oh, it's not an opening, it's a lecture with art historian Paula R. Hornbostel. And it's free and open to the public at the Gerald Peters Gallery.
And the Santa Fe Opera continues, eh?
I went to the opera last night.
What did you see?
King Roger.
How was it?
It was good.
Was it royally awesome?
Royally awesome. No, it was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I enjoyed it, and it was funny. The person I went with liked it, and I liked it for completely different reasons.
Really?
Like, didn't even, I mean, it was as if we'd gone to do different things, but we both enjoyed it very much.
That's the best, though.
It is.
That's the best way. Let's see. Well, we've got the Pearl Fishers tonight, right?
Yes.
We've got Tosca on Saturday.
Oh, and next week I'm rerunning the opera series.
Yes.
Because there's a different opera every day. And so in the morning I'm going to play the opera that corresponds to the one that's being performed that night.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sleep in.
Yes, you are. And the Grill and Chill, the first annual, as they say, Grill and Chill event, a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute, features local eateries, local breweries, local wine and spirits, and live music on Thursday, August 16th from 4 to 9 at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion. And that sounds fabulous.
Yeah, this is kind of a fundraiser for the Institute that has some interesting things planned for some of the real estate connected to the building. They're putting in like a wine shop. They're putting in a whole retail sort of thing there. At the Santa Fe Farmers Market. And so this is a fundraiser. It's going to be a lot of fun. A fundraiser with lots of drinkies.
And don't forget Kindred Spirits Animal Shelter art show tomorrow.
Yes.
Which should be great fun. I'm going.
Yes. Should we talk movies really quick?
Yes. Or should we talk about the CCA Shake Your Booty Be It Dance Party, Be It Booty Bounce Dirt Girl Zenobia Bacon tomorrow from 6 to 9 at the CCA? Very low cover.
Very low cover.
In the Munoz Waxman Gallery. Now that's a party.
That's a party. Apparently so is Kumare, The True Story of a False Prophet, the documentary film reviewed today by Jonathan Richards. And it's playing at the screen. He gave it 3.5 chilies. And he doesn't give those half chilies out so often. So this is a good one. Bob Kerr interviewed The Queen of Versailles, another documentary playing at CCA Cinematheque, gave it 3 chilies. Basically, it's about this really weird couple that, you know, wants to build, like, the biggest house in the U.S. or something like that. And I haven't seen the screener yet, but I plan on taking it home because it looks very, very odd.
Megalomaniacs, in other words.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Two shows for Indian Market Week from Steve Elmore Indian Art at 839 Paseo de Peralta. Hopi Historic Eccentrics 1890 to 1930 opens today from 5 to 7. And then next week, new work by Hopi potter Mark Tabo, which opens on Thursday. ElmoreIndianArt.com.
Cool beans.
Yep.
Hey, I should mention that Ponyo, the great animated film, from Studio Ghibli, is playing at CCA Cinematheque also. Bob Kerr gave it 4 chilies. I wholeheartedly agree. It's a beautiful, beautiful animated film. And it's part of their anime series that they're doing right
yes.
now.
Ah, yes.
And
which is a great privilege that we have this anime series on the big screen, ladies and gentlemen. So
yes.
Check it out.
On the big screen.
Bring your children.
In a nice theater with great sound.
Bring other people's children.
Yes, bring other people's
all
children.
All the world's
but
children.
But make sure the parents know you're bringing them.
Yes, of course.
Some of these films can be a little bit,
scary.
Yeah.
Sunday, August 11th at 11, August 12th at 11 in the morning at Collected Works Bookstore. My Life, My Death, Part 2 of a conversation with Dr. Arup Mangalik from Doctors Push for Death with Dignity in New Mexico. Arup Mangalik and hospice nurse Denny Cope and Dr. Catherine Morris and attorney Peter White. So lots of good stuff. And I hear the music, which means it's time to go.
Ooh, time to go.
Time went fast, as it always seems to do when we are talking about the arts. Rob DeWalt is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for all the great work you do with the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz and Rob DeWalt. Thank you for being with us, Marilyn LeBlanc. Thank you for engineering. By the way, the tickets are long gone, and we'll see you at Tiempo Libre at the Lenzic a week from today and at all the different chamber music between now and then. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.